This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The man charged with killing three people at a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood in 2015 will not yet be forcibly treated with antipsychotic medication. Robert Deere and his lawyers are appealing a federal judge's ruling from earlier this month ordering the involuntary treatment. A federal court ruled this week that he won't be forcibly medicating during the appeals process. Deere has repeatedly been found mentally incompetent to stand trial for his alleged role in the 2015 clinic attack. A state audit shows more school districts with healthy fiscal outlooks this year compared to 2020. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin.
Auditors found 17 of the state's 178 school districts missed one of six financial benchmarks, such as a district's operating revenue or its debt burden. In 2020, it was 20 districts. Missed benchmarks can warn of financial stress. Among the districts that missed two benchmarks is School District 27J in Brighton. Voters have rejected every attempt to boost a local school property tax, so the district spent down its fund balance to invest in staffing and technology. Other districts had to use reserve money to address student needs and building maintenance. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
The Air Force Academy football team has been placed on probation for 2 years over recruiting violations. The NCAA handed down the punishment today. It says the academy hosted high school recruits on campus during COVID-19 shutdowns and gave them improper benefits. The Air Force Academy team will also pay an unspecified fine and have its official and unofficial visits for recruits restricted. Right now in Colorado Springs, it's 77 degrees and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News at 6:06.